AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden is hailing the news that Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire after 11 days of brutal attacks. He says he's been in frequent contact with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu.
We've held intensive high-level discussions, hour by hour, literally. Egypt, the Palestinian Authority, and other Middle Eastern countries, with the aim of avoiding the sort of prolonged conflict we've seen in previous years when the hostilities have broken out.
Biden expressed hopes that the terms of the ceasefire might eventually pave the way toward a lasting peace. Earlier at the White House, Biden signed into law a bill to stop hate crimes against Asian Americans.
My message to all of those who are hurting is we see you. And the Congress has said we see you. And we are committed to stop the hatred and the bias.
House Democrats pushed through a bill that spends $1.9 billion to help fortify the U.S. Capitol after January's insurrection. Texas Republican Lance Gooden was opposed. He says Democrats should be focusing on the southern border.
We're recording 20-year highs in border crossings, but instead of completing the wall at our southern border, which would protect innocent children from being exploited by human traffickers and drug cartels, Democrats would rather spend $2 billion on a wall around this building in D.C.
In La Jolla, California, one person is dead and eight injured. An apparent migrant smuggling attempt off Wipeout Beach. Lifeguards rescued 10 people in rough water who were turned over to border officials. The search continues in South Carolina for a man who allegedly fired shots at police. 27-year-old Tyler Terry is also linked to a killing in South Carolina and two in Missouri. A woman that he was with remains in custody. Stocks ended higher, the Dow up 188 points. This is AP News. Criminal charges have been filed against seven people in the death of soccer star Diego Maradona.
Seven health professionals have been charged in Argentina with involuntary manslaughter in the death of soccer legend Diego Maradona late last year. Maradona died November 25th of a heart attack, 2 weeks after undergoing brain surgery. He was 60. Prosecutors received a medical board report this month that concluded Maradona was in agony for more than 12 hours, did not receive adequate treatment, and could still be alive if he had been properly hospitalized. I'm Mike Gracia.
A distinct geographic pattern is emerging in the drive to end the COVID-19 pandemic. Highest vaccination rates are in the Northeast. Vermont is at the top. The lowest rates are mostly in the South, with Mississippi at the bottom. Experts say it reflects political leanings, religious beliefs, education, and income levels. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.